This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. One of the most fascinating prophetical books in the Old Testament is Jonah. There are those who question its historicity, but Jesus refers to it in Matthew 12 as being historical. That settles the question for me. As you read it, try getting into Jonah's shoes. You'll find it's relevant and practical for anyone who takes their relationship with God seriously, or at least thinks they do. I say this because though the outward circumstances might be different from what Jonah faced, most of us have experienced similar issues. Let's use the Focus and Amplify study approach to get a handle on what is in this book. When I read the four short chapters a few times, I felt the overarching focus or theme could be stated in a few words: Jonah mobilized to minister. Then I tried to amplify this focus. When I meditated over the material, I remembered something the poet Whittier once wrote: "Of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, it might have been." Jonah describes an "it might have been" experience far too many of us readily identify with. If you want your life to really count for God, I suggest you read the book of Jonah a few times and ask God to show you how the focus, mobilized to minister, is amplified. Then ask Him to show you strategies to avoid pitfalls, and if we fail, how to be restored and overcome the consequences of our disobedience or rebellion. Trust God to transform your life so that you can be mobilized to minister. Let me encourage you to read the four short chapters of Jonah before our next visit.